Hey guys, Alex Newman here with The New American. We are at the We Stand America conference, and we're catching up with John Guandolo. He is many things. He's a Marine, former FBI, founder and leader of Understanding the Threat, which is providing intelligence and useful information to lawmen and citizens all across the country. He's also the author of the recent book, Islam's Deception. So we're going to talk about all that. John, you and I ran into each other a few months ago in Oklahoma, and you gave a talk that just blew me away about the Marxist infiltration and the Islamist infiltration of the federal government. I think most Americans, I think it's very safe to say the overwhelming majority of Americans are completely clueless. Give us the condensed version of what's happening with the infiltration of the federal government.
Well, I think if you just look at the terrorists from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, that have been or are inside the government, that is enough to kind of rattle your viewers. So I'll just give you a few. During the Clinton years, the National Islamic Advisor to the President and Vice President, the Muslim who was in the White House more than any other Muslim, was named Abdurrahman Alamoudi, who, by the way, also created the Muslim Chaplain Program for the Department of Defense. And he's a financier for Al-Qaeda, who was sentenced to 23 years in federal prison after several years after he got out of the Clinton White House. You've got this guy named, which is so shocking to me, Gumurad Kalimov is his name. He's an ISIS commander. And between 2003 and 2014, the State Department trained him in weapons and tactics inside the United States. And when challenged with the fact he was an ISIS commander, State Department's defense was, well, we vetted him. Well, apparently your vetting doesn't work. We had Nada Prouty, who was an FBI special agent, then a case officer for the CIA, who was working with Hezbollah. And her family is tied to Hezbollah. And she was, of course, vetted. So just those three examples. But I will just go further and say this. All of the Muslims that are in senior advisory roles in the government are hostile. We have not found one exception to that. And in this current regime, their level of control is as solid as we've seen it in any presidential administration.
Well, how is this happening, John? Because, I mean, the FBI is real busy. I mean, they've got parents they're focusing in on who are upset about critical race theory in the schools. They've got January 6th protesters. So they've kind of got their hands full. But how is it happening that all these really dangerous individuals are able to infiltrate the highest echelons of power?
Well, I think, we're standing here in Texas, not far from the border. I think when you look at what this regime and past regimes have allowed to happen here at the border, but this one in particular, where you have hundreds of thousands of illegal people coming into the country illegally, being sent into the United States under the cover of darkness on buses and then flown to different parts of the country, you can't call that just a bad policy. So just like that, these people who are inside the government that are terrorists, at some point you have to ask the question, how intentional is this? And our argument is that a lot of this is now intentional. Maybe 15 years ago, I'd argue you're ignorant. But at this point, if you're that ignorant that you still don't know this, then you're criminally negligent, because we have Americans that are dead because of our leadership not knowing they're bringing terrorists into the senior leaders of government, senior levels of government.
It's unbelievable. One of the things that I think is really unbelievable, and it's really hard for people to understand, John, is this cooperation that we see between Marxists and communists and socialists, right, and Islamists, because officially, at least, the communists, they don't believe in God, and Muslims believe in Allah. Why do we see this very high level of cooperation that you actually have documented, I think, better than just about anybody? Why are they cooperating?
So from the both sides, they're cooperating because they think the other is advancing their cause, which is true. Like, the synergy between the two is really powerful. On the Islamic side, we have their internal documents, and they say, you can work with nationalist groups, globalist groups. That's not the word they use. They use the word nationalist, but they mean like communists and others, so long as you never violate Islamic law, Sharia. That's specifically, you can do pretty much anything as long as you don't violate Sharia. From the communist perspective, they see that they're using the Islamic movement to advance communism. I think they really believe in the end what I would predict would happen if it came to it was that the jihadis will slaughter them. That's where the only way it's going to go. So that's why they use each other, because they believe it's mutually beneficial. And I'll tell you, from an objective military and intelligence standpoint, them working together is phenomenally effective at the local, state, national level inside the United States, because they're really putting a hurting on us, because they're able to use the entire network of both movements. So that's why when I just spoke, we have got to take this out at the root. Americans keep focusing on different policies or different issues, which is fine. But while you're doing that, you got to look at the root of it. And the root's the same. It's one root. It's one big, nasty, ugly root. But the level of coordination from the international level down to the local level in both the communist Islamic movement is seamless. I've never studied or seen anything like it ever.
What is their objective then?
Their objective is control of the state and power, both of them. From the Islamic standpoint, it's to impose Allah's divine law, Sharia, on every human on earth. From the communist standpoint, it's to control the state and power, to impose communism. And so they're doing it, and they both think they're achieving their goal. I would say the Islamic movement is running the show for sure, based on everything we see.
And so what are some effective ways that Americans can fight back? And even at a more basic level, how do Americans get informed on these things and then figure out how to fight back?
So I'll just say that's why I created Understanding the Threat. So my work inside the FBI and then inside the Department of Defense, because that was my job, to strategically look at these movements and develop strategies how to defeat them. And what I've done when I created Understanding the Threat was to take those solutions and make them available to the average citizen. So we not only educate national leaders and brief leadership, state leaders, local leaders, but train citizens how to identify the leaders and organizations that are at the root of all these issues that you mentioned, whether it's mask mandates, vaccine mandates, pro-abortion movement, coming after your right to keep and bear arms, freedom of speech, the tech surveillance, all those things. The root is the same, because it's a conglomerate of these hostile powers working together. And so what we do is we actually train citizens how to identify the leaders and organizations behind it and how to take actions to lawfully flush them out of your county, out of your local community. And therefore, by doing that and reestablishing a Republican form of government at the county level, you literally create a stronghold in your state. And then you get adjacent counties to do the same thing. And then now you've got real power in the state. And you've got educated citizens, educated local officials, educated police. So they'll see it when it comes in. Right now, it's coming in and out all the time. Most people are missing it. And so it's not enough just to change, hey, we got the mask mandates dropped. That's great. But the entire bureaucracy, they're just going to, that did that, the evil nest, they're going to come up with five more ideas of how to strip you of your freedom. You've got to address it at the root. So the way I just, shared it, think about a totally diseased tree and we're sitting there trimming branches. I'm just saying, plow that thing over, rip it up by its roots. That's what we train people to do at Understanding the Threat.
And what's the website? How can people jump on that?
So understandingthethreat.com. And we encourage people, go to the contact page and just say, we want to get the Into Action training program. We normally try to do about 24 people, because that's kind of the effective number to actually get them trained. And we do some practical stuff in the training. But we can also come to the community while we're there and, like we've done, speak to 400 or 500 people in an evening to help them be aware of the threats that are there. But actually training people on how to identify specific individuals and organizations and give them actions, like an action plan on who to go after, who's going to be most effective. Because most of the bad guys, their guard's down. And they are wide open for the taking. But they just are so cocky because they're having their way with us in the United States.
Incredible. Thank you very much for sharing your insight with us, John.
Absolutely.
Folks, that's John Guandolo, Understanding the Threat. Check it out. This you need to see his presentation sometime. I'll tell you, it is mind-blowing. Thanks for watching. We'll be back with more. I'm Alex with The New American.